Why do you think God gave you two ears? One for Robin and one for Manor.
Well, the question is, why did God only give you one leg? That's what I want to know.
No, that wasn't God. Well, he was close to God. It's Greg Engel, the bone man. He gave me one.
Now you have one up and one down.
It's a... Whoa.
There, adjust that kneecap for you a little bit.
Yeah. Have you checked out the internet site yet? RobinAndManor.com.
Oh, is it on?
Right now, there's some still shots of them removing my hamstrings out through my shin, which I always think is an interesting thing, since your hamstring is behind. And last night, Greg came over and he was looking at me and I said, I know I don't want to know the answer, but I have a 3-inch scar across the middle of my shin. My hamstrings are in the back.
See, now Delilah Renee on her website, you know, she has a lovely picture, you know, playing with children. But you on your website.
No, I know. That wasn't my doing, by the way.
Just ripping the hell out of you.
No, but he went in through the shin, and then he says, I have a 7-inch metal device that I skewered up back through your, skin.
Oh, they found your IUD. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a real bastardly thing to say, but perfect. Anyway, so they go in with this thing, and then they cut him off, and they pull him out the front of your leg.
Yeah.
So you can see that on the website. They strip the meat off first.
Our website, by the way, gets no hits a week. Now it's so grisly, no one could look.
It is gross.
Howdy.
Good morning. I'm Robin Erickson. This is John Maynard, and we are the happiest couple on radio.
What?
If you hadn't heard, this is the Golden Butter Cup Hour. Mm-hmm. And now, Little Boy Blue, with his little hat, with streamers coming off the back, short pants.
Let me sound my Little Boy Blue news trumpet, won't you?
Please don't. Well, that's not the trumpet you sounded about 10 minutes ago, is it?
I got one special one
for
you.
Yeah, I bet.
Who put the comedy flyer on windshields on Queen Anne Hill? Plastered all over windshields on Queen Anne Hill a notice on official King County letterhead. It said, please don't flush your toilets. We're doing some construction work. You flush, go straight into Elliott Bay. Don't flush your toilets. Don't drain your bathtubs, please. Let's keep it out of Elliott Bay, people. So, for several days, there have been people up there with a bowl full.
Yeah.
And then we find out today that, no, it's just a... little joke.
Jokey joke.
Yeah, a little joke. But
there is no way. You could put up, if you flush this thing, there will be nuclear war, and I would do it anyway. Who could live with that?
No one.
No sound effects this morning.
Thank you.
No sound effects because...
Thank God, because it's not night.
Wow! How about that?
Yeah!
Well,
thank you, and to you, a big from Robin and Maynard, a big hello.
Hello,
everyone.
How do you do? The cook in the kitchen and the duchess too. The dormouse and the teapot and the man had it too. How do you do?
Hey, Nate, I was kind of curious. You're a Queen Anne resident. You live up in some kind of a big sex cult dormitory with a bunch of guys that constantly are plundering the Paragon up there, right?
No proof of
and
that.
And trying to drag women home.
True.
Residents on Queen Anne were not flushing their toilets or draining their bathtubs.
3 days now.
It's probably nothing too unusual around your place anyway, is it?
Well, that was one of the questions.
Well, we normally don't flush on number one.
Yeah.
That is not what I wanted to hear.
You know, we're into water conservation, so we only flush when the corn is floating.
Well, I understand.
All right, that is enough. That is the most disgusting thing.
Sorry, okay, Robin. Sorry, Robin.
God.
He only hit the plunger on the corn-eyed brown trout.
Okay, you know something, Maynard? You know, there is nothing that I have ever said or could ever say that could equal the foulness of that comment.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free.
You're hallucinating. You're just nuts.
I'm not nuts. I'm nuts to be here with you.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Whoa. There, adjust that kneecap for you a little bit.